awesome God we serve. What an on-time God we serve. And he's here tonight. Amen. Amen. You can be seated for just a moment. Praise the Lord. I want to welcome all of our guests to Apostolic Lighthouse. It is good to have you here. Amen. In service with us tonight. We thank you for coming. And we're so glad that you're here in service with us. Amen. I want to also give God, amen, thanks, and give Pastor thanks and Sister C for the opportunity to be able to deliver the word of the Lord tonight. And I don't take it lightly. And Brother Brian, thank you for confirming the word. Amen. And Sister Kristen, the scripture with the light, Sister Kristen singing, I want to be what you've called me to be. Different things have just confirmed what God has put on my heart, amen, to share with you today. And many of you know I'm not a long-winded preacher, so don't worry, I won't hold you that long. Amen. Amen. If we could all stand as we go to the word of the Lord. You'll turn your Bibles with me to Matthew chapter number 5, beginning at verse number 14. Matthew chapter 5, beginning at verse number 14. When you got it, say amen. If you don't, say wait on me. There's always a few. That's all right. Amen. What a sweet presence of the Lord is in this house tonight. Amen. God is doing great things. Amen. And if you're here needing a touch from heaven, amen, God is here for you. Jesus loves you. Amen. God is here for you today if you're needing something from God. Amen. Matthew chapter 5, beginning at verse number 14, says, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Amen. Brother Colton, would you pray? Amen. You can be seated. You can be seated. I've got to remember to pace myself, because if not, y'all really get out here really early. And so I'm trying to remember, pace myself. I got to talk like Brother Brian. Amen. He paces himself. He does good. Amen. Amen. But tonight I want to talk to you on this simple topic. We are the church of today. We are the church of today. Amen. I want to encourage us today, amen, that we are living in the finest hour. I want to tell you that. You know, I know it may seem dark and gloom and doom, and those things may seem all around us, but we are living in the finest hour. We are living in the finest hour. I know time may be winding down, and we are living in the last days, and the world seems to be getting worse and worse. Sin is running rampant, and it seems like we are living in a modern day Sodom and Gomorrah. I know the devil wants to paint a picture of a church in decline, a church on the run in the wrong direction. And even with all that is going on, I still want to encourage you that we are living in the greatest hour. We are living in the finest time. Some of you may be asking why, because we are living in a time of great revival, of great revival. In Acts chapter 2 verse 17, it says, amen, And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Amen. That right there tells me that there's going to be a great, mighty outpouring of the Holy Ghost in this last days. And God wants to use you. Amen. He chose you for such a time as this. Amen. All of us here today are the church of today, of this hour. Amen. The hour that we're living in. He didn't call Paul. He didn't call Peter. He didn't call John. He didn't call Matthew, Mark, Luke. Amen. But he called you and he called I. Amen. To bring this gospel to the world that we're living in. I know times may be seeming tough. Things may be getting dark. But he called, amen, you to take this message. Amen. To go. To take it to go. We are the church of today. Pastor loves to say that, and I'm going to use that quite a bit. Take it to go. See, I need to learn to slow down because I'm already getting ahead of myself. Amen. So what that scripture is telling me is that there are hungry souls ready to receive this great message. I know it may not look like it. I know when we see things on our phone and on social media, and it seems like everybody's turning to sin and they're getting deeper in it. But let me tell you something, they're after something real. They want something real. They don't want the fake. Amen. They want something that's really going to fill the void in their life. They might look messed up. They might look like they're gothic. They might look like they're full of sin. But deep inside, they're hungry for this truth. Because I see it all the time when I go into the jail. When I go in, amen, me and Pastor and other ones that come begin to preach and teach. These are people in messed up situations, in messed up lifestyles. But they're hungry. Why? Because they want, amen, a touch from heaven. They don't want this worldly sin. They want a touch from God. So I know, amen, there's hungry souls ready to receive this great message. Amen. And reiterating myself, God didn't call disciples for this time, but he called you and I. He called you and I to take this great message, this great truth, amen, to Nacogdoches, to anywhere we set our feet. Pastor, amen, he says it all the time. He doesn't just tell people about God when he's here, but when he goes out of town, he still doesn't. He'll get their church cards and he'll invite them there. Matthew chapter 16, beginning at verse number 15. Verse number 15 says, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Amen. Let me tell you something, that's just not for the days in the Bible. That's for today. Amen. And when you're on your job and when you're out there, amen, witnessing the souls, if they need prayer, amen, just begin to pray for them. If they need a healing in their body, don't feel scared. Step out by faith. Amen. God has called us to be the church of today. Amen. It's not just for Bible times. It's for today time. Reading verse number 19. So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, He was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God, and they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. Amen. God will confirm his word. There are so many times that God has done different things, and he's used maybe some of you, amen, in a store, and you prayed that morning and you said, God, put somebody in my path, and bam, it happened. And then you begin to preach or witness to them and tell them what God has done for you and how God has done those things. And there was an open door and you begin to pray for them. Amen. There'll be signs that follow. So Matthew 28:19, verse number 20 says, go ye therefore teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost. We know that name to be Jesus. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. Amen. I want to encourage us to be a church on the go, taking this message to go. A church sharing God's goodness, inviting souls to church, asking them if they need prayer. prayer in a day and hour that we're living in. Amen. We need people that are going to be positive, that are going to, amen, go out and tell people what God is doing, not what the world's doing, not what the next social media thing is. Amen. But what God is doing and how God can help them and guide them and set them free from the sins that they're battling. Amen. So inviting souls to church, asking them if they need prayer. In that day and hour that we live in, we have sin all around us. We have a world trying to push its agenda on us and on the church and on our youth kids. And the enemy has an agenda to try his best to steal, kill, and to destroy, to take as many souls with him as he can. But let me encourage you that the church has an agenda too. And that's to take, amen, this message, amen, to the world, to take what God has given us to go and take it out there and begin to share God's word and begin to share what God has done for us and begin to teach and give a Bible study. We have an agenda too. They might have their agenda, but we have an agenda to win souls, to bring people into the house of God. Amen. To pull them out of darkness into his marvelous light. Amen. This is a battle. And I'm not giving up. I'm not backing down. I'm going to keep on marching. I'm going to keep on pressing. We are the church of today. We've got to take this message to go. We've got to march. We've got to fight with everything we have, because the enemy is going to give it all he has. We got to give it all we have. Amen. Amen. So we got to take this message out there. Take it to go. And I'm thinking about it. I want to put some signs out there. It says, entering your mission field. We need to go with the mindset that we're entering our mission field. We are the church of today. We're not counting on nobody else. It's us to get this message out. It's us to get this truth out. It's us to get God's word out. Amen. The Bible says in Luke chapter 14, verse 23, and the Lord said unto the servants, go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come, that my house may be filled. Amen. I see a lot of empty chairs here tonight. I want to see them full in Jesus' name. I want to see souls, amen, sitting in these chairs that are desiring, amen, something more than what this world has to offer, that are desiring some truth, that are desiring, amen, a touch from heaven. And it can happen, amen, if we get a mindset to take this message to go, if we get a mindset that nobody else can do this job but us, amen, if we get a mindset that I'm not waiting on my friend, I'm not waiting on the person sitting next to me, when I'm going to start now, revival starts in me. I can take this message and go. I may just be one, but wait a minute. If one catches fire, amen, it'll get somebody else on fire, and it'll get somebody else on fire, and it'll get somebody else on fire. So I want to encourage somebody today, amen, to get this and take it to go. I'll tell a story, and I meant to tell this in the beginning real quick. It was a funny story. I don't know if I heard it from pastor or somebody else or something that I was listening to. And it was this man, he was kind of getting discouraged, I guess, and he was passing out flyers, and somebody, I think, tossed it. They didn't want it. They didn't want the track he gave out, Brother Danny. And he thought, well, you know, sometimes that's how you feel doing outreach. You're knocking on a door. I got my church. There it went. And you're like, well, I'm going to leave it on the door handle. You know, or you go to the next person. Well, it's all right. Thank you. Yeah. And so you get those times, and it may be somebody that you give a flyer to, and they go, oh, thank you. And when you turn around, they just throw it. And apparently that had happened with somebody, and the gentleman had given him a flyer, and he was driving away, and he pitched it out the window. But somebody walking on the street saw that flyer, and it caught their eye. And they began to pick it up, and they began to read it. And from that flyer that was pitched out of a window, that somebody else, amen, picked up. Somebody thought it was trash, but somebody thought it was treasure. And they began to pick it up, and they began to read that flyer. And from that flyer, they were one to the Lord. They were filled with the Holy Ghost, baptized in Jesus' name. So don't give up. Don't get discouraged. Somebody may throw it out as trash, but it's treasure to somebody else. Amen. It's a life-saving ticket for somebody else. Amen. We're the church of today. We need to take this to go. It doesn't matter how they receive it. Amen. Just give it. Amen. If they don't want it, they can throw it away, and somebody can dig it out and be saved from it. Amen. So we've got to be the church, amen, of today, a church on the move, the church on the go. What does it mean to go, to move, to proceed, to make one's way, to advance and to progress. Advance to move forward in a purposeful way. We know what our purpose is, and it's to share this gospel. We need to advance on the enemy. We don't need to retreat. We don't need to give in. We don't need to throw in the towel. We don't need to give up, but we need to keep marching and keep advancing. Amen. Because God has called us, amen, to be the church of today. The church, amen, on the move. We don't need to back down. We don't need to let up when the world is putting pressures on, man, on the church of their agenda. We don't need to be scared to preach what God has given us. We don't need to be scared to preach sin is sin and truth is truth. Truth. We don't need to be scared of any of that. We just need to do what God has called us to do and obey God's word and obey what he has us to tell. Amen. Because you never know the soul that you're reaching to. They may be living in that sin and you have to say, oh God, I'm out. Yes, sir. Okay. And you got it. Yep. God, I'm going to do it. Even if it's uncomfortable, because somebody can be brought out of that sin if you'll just take the step. And in the generation that the younger ones, the teenagers are growing up, it'll be more prevalent when you're standing up here one day preaching. Because of the world that we're living in. They'll be coming in the back of the church doors. And you're going to have to take that stand. But by you taking a stand and by you standing for truth, amen, souls will be won. Amen. Transformations will begin to happen. Amen. So we got to be church, a church on the move. We got to be a church that is advancing forward. What is our purpose? Our purpose is to carry this gospel to our world. Some of you may be wondering, how can I do this? How can I be involved? How can I go? How can I spread the word? Amen. Some of it's simple. And I went over some of it, knocking doors. It's a simple way. Some people might say door knocking is outdated and not effective, but I want to tell you it still works. And you know what? We'll knock 30 doors on our outreach, and we may not see one of those ones that come from those doors, but we'll see a harvest come that God has given. And so you don't think it's outdated. It still works. It's still effective. It may not be the most popular one, but God is still using door knocking to win souls. You may knock on somebody's door, and they're going through something, and God used you that day to witness to them. God used you to pray for them. God used you to intervene in a situation. I've heard it time and time again. Pastor tells a story of Brother Tommy Jackson knocking on his door, and from that, his daddy was saved. I've heard of another story of a lady that told God, if you really want me to live for you, I'm going to commit suicide, but if you really want me to live for you, I'm going to down these pills, send somebody, and 30 minutes or I'm going to take these pills. And wouldn't you know, somebody knocked on the door and say, hey, I don't know what happened, but God told me to turn here and pull in here and come knock on your door. I don't know what it is, but God said to come here. And by faith, they went and knocked that door, and God used that situation for his good and for his glory. Amen. So it still works. I want to encourage you that door knocking is not out of date, but it still works and it's effective. Another way is personal evangelism. Personal evangelism demonstrates our faith by our actions. Amen. It's how we live. It's how we conduct ourselves. It's how we act on the job. It's how we are with our coworkers and what we do and how we live. That's personal evangelism. Amen. So we can witness and reach out by that way and being that light. Because guess what? Sometimes that coworker that's watching is going to eventually come to you and say, hey, brother, I know you go to church and I see some things in you, but I'm having a tough time. Can you pray for me? I've had that happen at JM Chevrolet. I had a man, and what's crazy is we didn't necessarily get along, but I was never rude. I was never crude. I always acted the same. And we ended up becoming friends, but he came to me one time, and I visited his church, and he came to me one time, and his son had been battling a liver disease. And he said, would you pray? God used that by personal evangelism. And God can use you in your personal walk and your personal lifestyle, amen, to win others to the Lord. Amen. Another way is to get involved. Get involved in the different ministries we have here. Brother Jerry challenged our men to get involved in the bus ministry. I want to challenge our ladies to get involved in our bus ministry. You, amen, can be used mightily if you allow God to use you in that area. I'm telling you, these kids are hungry. And if you'll go out and go and meet their parents and touch base there, I'm telling you, there'll be more souls won because you're doing that. And you'll go out and knock a door, and you'll go out and tell people more about what God is doing. Sometimes it's just getting on the church bus and riding with Brother Jerry or Sister Becky. And we get off and go, hey, you know what? Any of your friends want to come? Yeah, let's go over here. Okay, let's go. We'll go knock on the door. And from that, five kids come out of the house, and they're in church. From that, amen, somebody gets the gift of the Holy Ghost. I heard Thursday, there was a new young man on the Holy Ghost, and he about received the gift of the Holy Ghost. New young man on the bus about received the gift of the Holy Ghost. Getting tongue-tied. Sorry, let me drink some more water. And so it's effective. Get involved. Get involved with our children's ministry, our youth ministry, outreach, our jail ministry. These are ways, amen, that you can spread this gospel. Another way is social media. I know some people don't use it, but it is an effective means of communication to get things out to our community. And people look on there, they see the flyer, they see things, and they want to come to the house of God, and they want to see what God is doing here at Apostolic Lighthouse. And so that's another way that we can do it, that we can spread, amen, God's word, that we can, amen, share what God has given us, that we can take this message to go. It is not intended for us to keep what we have here in the house of God. It's not intended for us to keep, amen, this message all bottled up inside of us, but it's intended for us to share. And we are the church of today. We are the church of this day and hour that God has chosen us to take his message to this world. Amen. God has chosen you and I to take this message to go. I know we're living in the last days. I know we're living in tough times. I know we're living in hard times. But guess what? Amen. It's time for revival. I don't want to sit back and be relaxed, but I want to get engaged to what God has for this church. I want to get engaged for what God has for this day and hour. Amen. And I want to help, amen, amen, in any way I can for revival to break out in Nacogdoches, for these chairs to be filled and us to pull the other ones out and those be filled. Amen. We're the church of today, and God can do it, amen, for us here, just like he's doing it for other people in other areas. Amen. I'm expecting great revival to come. I'm expecting, amen, a mighty move of God. So I want to encourage you today, amen, to take this message to go. As I come to a close, I would like to encourage you to go and be a witness. Don't just hold on to what, amen, God has given you, but take it and share it. Take it to go. Take this message out, amen, into the highways and the hedges and begin to compel people to come. Amen. Let's do like Pastor tells us. Take it to go. We don't need to hold on to it, but we need to share this gospel message to the world. Amen. We need to share what God has, amen, to the world. Amen. This message is not just, amen, for apostolic people. This message ain't just for this church right here. This message is for the whole world. And if we can get a mindset to work together, if we can get a mindset to bind together in one mind and in one accord, what could happen, amen, in Nacogdoches, Texas? Amen, if we'll bind together for this city, what could happen if we'll take it, amen, from these four walls and we'll take this message to go? A mighty revival could break out. Amen. I know it could be. And I'm believing it to be. And I'm believing it to come to pass. Amen. That a mighty revival will break out. Amen. If you're here today and you've never experienced what we're talking about. Amen. And it is this amazing plan of salvation. Amen. And it's baptism in Jesus' name. It's repenting of our sins. It's being filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. That's what I'm talking about. Amen. It's this gospel message. It's this truth. Some of you may say, well, I believe I've been saved. I've accepted the Lord as my personal Savior. I mean, that's the first step. God has more for you. God has more than just an acceptance, but he wants a relationship with you. Amen. He wants to take you deeper. Amen. So, saying that you accept him is the first step. The next is we need to repent of our sins. Ask God to forgive you. What is repentance? It's a change of heart, mind, and direction. Changing the way I thought, the way I walked, and the things I used to love. And turning my affection towards him. It's saying, God, I don't want to live that lifestyle no more. God, forgive me of those sins that I've done. God, I put them all, amen, behind me, Lord, and I need a greater walk with you. The next step is baptism in Jesus' name. We read the scripture earlier, Matthew 28:19, and it says, in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. We know name being singular, not plural, meaning they're talking about one person, and his name is Jesus. In Acts chapter 2, verse 38, it says, "Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call." It is a promise that God wants to give you, the gift of the Holy Ghost. And so that next step is being baptized in Jesus' name. We're dying out to our old self. We're going, amen, beneath the blood of Jesus. Amen. We don't baptize by sprinkling or pouring a little water. We baptize the Bible way, and that's to be fully immersed in water. The word baptize in the Greek is baptizo, which means to plunge or immerse, to fully cover. And that's how we do it. We have a baptistry here, and that's how it needs to be done. That's the only way it can be done. That's not my words. That's God's word. Amen. That we have to be baptized in water. Amen. And so you have to go down in the name of Jesus, dying out to your old self. Those sins are washed away and you're coming up a new creature. And then you have to be filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost. Nicodemus asked Jesus, "How can a man be born again when he is old? Can he enter into his mother's womb for a second time?" Of course not. Scripture says he has to be born again of the water and of the Spirit. And that Spirit is the infilling of the Holy Ghost. And just like on the day of Pentecost, how it happened, how they began to speak in tongues, that's how it'll happen with you. Amen. When you're filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost, amen, you'll begin to speak in tongues. Amen. And that is the evidence of the Holy Ghost dwelling in you, coming inside of you. And he did it for them back then, and he can do it for you today. Amen. Jesus, amen, has a promise, and he wants to fulfill that promise. He wants to give you that gift if you'll allow him to. Amen. If we could all stand as we lift our hands to the Lord. Lord, and let's just begin to pray for our city. Let's just begin to pray, amen, that we can be effective Christians, that we can take this message to go, that we can take this word that God has for us to go, that we can be the church of this day and hour, amen, the church, amen, that is not willing to back down, a church that is not willing to give in, a church that is willing to keep pressing forward and keep marching on. We are the church of today. God has called you and I to take this message to go. He has called us, amen, to fulfill the Great Commission. He has called us, amen, to reach our city. He has called us to reach the lost. Let us pray as Sister Kristen sings.
Thank you, Brother Zach.